الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Where any difficulties, hardships that may come to a person, to people, Allah Ta'ala has informed us of how we should deal with the matter. So it isn't something to get so worried about, or to get so excited about, or to become paranoid about it, or anything like that. Allah Ta'ala has given us directions for every department of our lives. What we need to do is to turn to Allah Ta'ala and the advisors which Allah Ta'ala has given us. If we do that, then inshallah Allah Ta'ala is that great being whose wisdom nobody can ever fathom, whose knowledge nobody can ever fathom. And Allah is our creator. He has put us here and He has planned our lives for us. So we have to become the servants, the slaves of Allah. We have to submit to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. For us, it isn't really that we go much into analyzing the matters, finding out the causes, all those things. For us, it is that whatever Allah has decreed for us, one is tafweed, we accept it wholeheartedly. It is from Allah Ta'ala. And if a person doesn't want to submit, what else is he going to do? But just become agitated with himself and fight with himself, fight with other people that this is not right. Why this? Why that? This shouldn't have happened. And if we take it, Allah is our absolute, our Allah. He, everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is the creator of everything, of us, of conditions, of everything. So everything is from Allah Ta'ala. And our work as slaves of Allah Ta'ala, we submit wholeheartedly to Allah Ta'ala. And we accept it. In that, we are going to be at peace also. Peace with ourselves also. Peace with whatever is happening around us, everyone. Peace with the people at home, everywhere we will be at peace. And we will be at peace with Allah. Allah Ta'ala will also treat us accordingly, that my banda, that what I have decreed for him, he is accepting it wholeheartedly. Just we can understand that at home, our little child, who is a little child, his mind works like a child. The parents are grown up, matured, and for certain reasons, they bring some conditions upon him. For example, he broke his hand. Now his hand has to be in a plaster. The child doesn't like it. But they make sure that his hand goes in the plaster and he goes through the treatment. Afterwards, everything comes right. If he wants to fight, take out the plaster and all the time fighting with everyone, he's just going to harm himself, harm everyone, and with a bad result. So what Allah has decreed for us, we accept it wholeheartedly. And we make tafweed. Allah give us tawfiq that in all conditions we submit to the laws of Allah. We submit to what Allah has decreed for us and we accept it wholeheartedly. In that way, a person is at peace with himself. And whatever conditions come, nobody can escape them also. Yeah, in this world, we can perhaps escape from from the police, from this person, but from Allah, nobody can escape. Nowhere, not in this world, not in the Akhirah. And nowhere can anyone escape and go out of the domain, out of the control of Allah Ta'ala. Allah is there, and we are fully, fully under Him. So to accept wholeheartedly. So when these conditions come, Allah Ta'ala has given us guidelines. And for the believers, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O you who believe. When these difficult conditions come on you, when hard conditions come, what must you do? Ista'inu bisabri wasbala. You seek the help of Allah. You run to Allah. You ask His help. A very simple example, if a person throws a stone at a dog, an animal also knows that it won't go to the stone and fight with the stone and will try and harm the stone. It knows who threw it. It will want to go to that person, run to that person, bark at him, try and bite him, whatever it can do, fight with that person. So whatever conditions come from Allah Ta'ala. Now we cannot fight with Allah. We cannot harm Allah Ta'ala. What we have to do is seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. That we have to go to Allah and ask Him for forgiveness. That is what we have to do. And we have to also understand that conditions are not just sent haphazardly. And we must not even waste our time in all the theories which are going around. Man-made, sin-natural, from Allah, whatever. It's there, and even if it's man-made, it is from Allah. Everything is from Allah Ta'ala. So we have to turn to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. And we can't fight with Allah. It's out of the question. The whole world together, all, everyone, the malaika together, if all want to fight Allah, who can? Allah is an absolute being. Everything is in the con. The power of Allah is absolute. We cannot imagine the qudrat and the power of Allah, where Allah's wisdom, where Allah's knowledge is far, is out of all of our brains together, we cannot fathom. And the qudrat of Allah also, how great Allah's. So what we have to do is seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. We have to beg of Allah for forgiveness. And Allah loves that when a person asks forgiveness, when he does good acts and he asks for forgiveness. Allah loves that very much. We all made Isha namaz. We should ask forgiveness from Allah. What kind Isha we made? What was the quality of our namaz? And how much of concentration we had? In fact, we are still, even our outward form of namaz is still not right also. So we are still very, very far. So, and Allah loves those people who ask for forgiveness on what we think our good deeds. And on our sins, that how much more mustn't we ask? And we are open sinners. We are all the time involved in sin. Pride that we have got in us, jealousy that we have got in us, wishing bad for somebody. If somebody is difficulties, hardships, how many of us we are such? We actually get happy when we hear somebody is in difficulties, somebody is in problems. We wish somebody must be in difficulties. How sad it is, isn't it? And this is not outside for other people, but in the family. Another part of the family has a problem, we sort of feel happy about it. What a big guna, major guna it is. So, and do we feel that hurt when somebody else is in difficulty? Like it's my own hurt. We should take it that I'm in that difficulty, I'm in that problem. So anyway, we are immersed in gunas. And very fortunate, mashallah, Allah reward the ulama who have written so much on all these matters, that a person who all the time is asking for forgiveness, asking for Allah's mercy, that, oh Allah, I'm the worst sinner. And in fact, at this time, we all should feel, everyone, that all this problem is because of my sins. My evil, my wrong that I have done. That is why Allah is now punishing everyone also. And in fact, in the Akhirah, it comes clearly that whenever we commit any sin, then the whole of the creation are going to lay charges against us. Because our sins that we commit, for example, we don't give zakat, rains are withheld. The animals are suffering, ants are suffering, everyone is suffering. Any other gunas, whichever guna we commit, it has an effect on the whole creation. So all of them will lay charges against us. So Allah Ta'ala, let us understand, and we ask forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. So, and we as Muslims, the very first quality of the people, of the mu'mineen, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Our iman is on the unseen, is on the ghayb. Our iman is not only on what we see. Many times we are deceived by what we see also. We are taught and we accept it as truth. We accept it as a fact that seeing is believing, hearing is deceiving. But it is in all cases we don't see Allah. But our belief is much more greater that Allah is in it. There is no doubt about it. The system which Allah has given us in the Quran Sharif, we don't outwardly see the success in this. We see success in material things. We see success in dunya things. But success is in what Allah taught. So we are those people, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. And in ghayb, this bimari, this virus which is here, the causes are there, material causes, whatever. But the real cause, the believers must see behind it. That who is behind all this? From where? What is the actual cause? It isn't all the germs and whatever. Those are the means of it, the asbab of it. But behind it is the hand of Allah. Allah is the only one. And we can go into the asbab from one sabab to another sabab to another sabab. But if we go direct to Allah, everything is in the hands of Allah. And this is the great, great aqidah of Tawheed. We haven't got an idol for rain, idol for children, idol for this condition. One Allah. So whatever the outward material causes are there, but one Allah behind it all, we just go directly to Him. And everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So we have to seek His help. We have to get to Allah Ta'ala. Get the help of Allah Ta'ala. So a mu'min is not to be agitated. It's not to become panic-stricken. It's not to worry so much. But we accept what Allah has said, and Allah has shown us how to resolve the problem also. So Allah is addressing the believers, those who believe in the ghaib, who believe in the unseen. There's one very beautiful example also, which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali has given, that if a person, the ruler, the police, whoever, they shoot somebody dead, and they are going to shoot other 3-4 people after them also. Now those other people, if they want to find out that what is in the bullet, what is it that kills you? What is the gunpowder in there? What is it that causes your death? And they make the tahqiq in all that, research in that. They're going to be shot after 5 minutes, the next one is going to be, and they're getting busy in all those things. What they have to do, the logical thing, and they just have to go and ask for forgiveness. We are guilty. We plead with you. Please forgive us. We have done wrong. Forgive us. So whatever has come is from Allah. Now we are spending all our time. And we are so intelligent that all our time we are wasting in trying. The real intelligent, those who believe it, they go to Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us. We have done wrong. Please have mercy on us. You forgive us, O Allah. And once Allah makes the decree, then no matter whatever asbab is there, all that will be taken away. Allah is musabbibul asbab. Asbab is in the control of Allah. Asbab is not a god of its own. It's not a power of its own that it can do anything. Everything is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. So for this, Allah Ta'ala has shown us, yeah, in this ayat, ista'inu, seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. And how to seek it also, Allah has spelled it out. Bisabri wa salah. Sabr and wa salat. These are the means Allah Ta'ala has given us. Our ulama, Allah reward them tremendously. They have spelled it out for us. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, has written that it is my experience and my conviction, and the experience and conviction of my elders, my akabir also, that whenever problems come, individually, collectively, problems come, then we'll do two things, the Hadrat has explained. The one is that kasrate durood, lot of durood sharif. Durood sharif draws the rahmat of Allah. And when Allah's rahmat comes, then problems just vanish. They go into non-existence. Those problems don't remain when Allah's rahmat comes down. At the moment, we are in the adab of Allah. We are in a test from Allah Ta'ala. Test for weak people like us, that we can't take it. So what we need is the rahmat of Allah. And where Allah's rahmat comes, then everything comes in place. Lanat goes away. Lanat is where Allah's rahmat is not there. So the difficulties, mentally we are now like tortured, in our hearts we are, and many other people, what are the conditions? And so what we have to get is the rahmat of Allah. For this, Hazrat our Shaykh, Hazrat Mahasha Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, rahimahullah, has written that Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi was writing the kitab Nashr al-Tib on the seerat life, and the great love that he has for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes manifest. It dawned on Hazrat, he had his program timetable. That also is very important. One good friend of us wrote, and he wrote his, he said, now we no work now, 3 weeks we are at home. So he drew up a program for the whole day, what to do. So that is also a very good thing. Allah give us all tawfiq. Like namaz times are fixed, but now the difficulties in coming to make namaz in the masjids, jamaats, etc. But every one of us, if we have got a timetable, we're not going to work now, our normal routine is not there, but make up a whole program, and then we stick to that program. So much time we are going to make tilawat, so much time zikr, so much time dua, so much time this, everything we try and draw up a program. So Hazrat Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah Ali was so, that is what is called Islah, so disciplined in everything. So much so, again I will just go off, when his ustad came and visit him one time, then he received the ustad, made his ikram, everything, made his khidmat also, then took permission for him that this is my time to write this kitab of mine. So I will just go and write just 2 lines on it, but at least my ma'amul is done, and then I will come back in your khidmat again. So discipline is a very great thing. So Hazrat had his program of writing, of doing his work. So on certain days he was writing this kitab, Nashr al-Tib. On other days, other work he had spread it out, his whole roster, his whole timetable. Allah give us tawfiq to bring this in our lives. By the barakat of this, if we discipline ourselves, little time and lot of work. Today, Maulana Thanwi Rahmatullah has written over 1,000 kitabs. A person can't work it out. It doesn't work out if you try and work it out. How could he? On every subject of deen, he has written. And other great, great ulama, the people today, when they study their work, they say this wasn't one person. It was the name of an institute. So much work was done in so little time, one person couldn't do so much work. It was a whole institute that was doing this whole work. So anyway, so it dawned upon Hazrat the day he was writing Nashr al-Tib. Then there was a plague also at that time in Muzaffarnagar, Thana Bhavan, in that whole area. The day he wrote the kitab, no deaths were reported. Nobody died. The day he was not, his, according to his timetable, not to write the kitab, on that day many deaths were reported. When he realized this, he started writing every day. And Abad, people weren't dying, and very soon that plague also went away. So this is, so our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali on this right, that Durood Sharif is that amal for all this plagues and this difficulties, Durood Sharif. And we are those people, Allah give us that yaqeen. Other people won't be able to understand where Durood Sharif and where this plague. What's the connection? How can he take it away? And not only this plague, any difficulty. Durood Sharif is it solves our problems. So much fazail. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitab Fazail Durood, and besides that, ulama have written so much on salawat ala Nabi. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam himself has explained so much fazail of Durood Sharif. And the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala orders us that Allah is sending Durood on Nabi. The Malaika are sending Durood. That is more than enough for us to understand how valuable Durood is. That Allah is sending Durood. Malaika are sending Durood. And then Allah invites us all, that all the believers, you people also send Durood. So Allah give us tawfiq to read as much Durood as we can. Durood is one thing. The second thing, Tawbah and Istighfar. And Tawbah and Istighfar also, that I am a sinner. One is just, I'm saying I'm a sinner. You're saying I did wrong, so I say I'm wrong. But one is to realize I'm wrong. And very fortunate is that person for whom Allah opens up his gunas. As when a person starts seeing his gunas and all his weaknesses, he was thinking that he's got very good akhlaq. But when he sees, I had the worst akhlaq. I'm the worst person. I was thinking I'm 5 times namazi. But now when I realize, I see my namazes are also, what kind of namazes I made. And so when this opens up on a person, then when many, many of our akabir, what we know, perhaps all of them we don't know, but what we know of, towards the end of their life, they all felt sorry that in my life what work I did, I should have done something else, or I should have done it more better. I didn't do it as it was supposed to be done. And this is when deen opens more on a person. For example, a namaz of a child, and a namaz, if a person kept on making namaz and he tried and improved his namaz, now when he's 25, 30, 40 years old, compared to the when he was a 10-year-old child, he'll see that time, he'll ask Allah maaf, though he wasn't mukallaf. But what kind of namaz? And we today, when we are still 15, 20, we are responsible for namaz, but what kind of namaz is? And really, if we go and see, when we were even 50 and 60 and 70, still what kind of namaz is? When namaz opens up on a person, then, and all the other ibadat also, so tawbah, istighfar. Durood Sharif, tawbah, istighfar. Allah loves tawbah, istighfar very, very much. And the more a person makes tawbah, istighfar, and the more if he can make it, one great alim, once for something he was, whatever happened, but then those non-Muslims, Hindus accused him that he stole something. Great, great pious alim, took him to the police station. The head of the police saw him and he respected him, stood up from his place, saluted him. Then that other person got worried that who I brought here, I thought I'm going to put a charge against him, but the police is showing so much respect. Then they realize, but what the sum total, what I want to show of this is, he says, since then, whenever I make namaz, that Ya Allah, what those people thought of me, what am I? So today I'm not fit for making namaz. When a person feels I'm not even fit to come to the masjid, to wear sunnat libas, this beard, we are insulting the beard. There is a sunnat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sunnah dress of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. People expect the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. People expect the things of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And I know what I am. So with that, this guilty feeling, Allah loves us very much. So Allah give us tawfiq. And how much if we can spread this. Tawbah, istighfar, durood sharif. Hazrat Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has written, we can make out like the anger in Hazrat's words, that wasting our time discussing the problem is not going to solve the problem at all. The problem and the solution to the problem is this. And all other things, precautions we take, whatever he said, but that is also outwardly. The real precaution, the real solution is to turn to Allah. And Allah has given us the means of how we can turn to Allah Ta'ala. So these two things Hazrat has written. Further, we learn from our akabir and our ulama, sadaqah. Sadaqah is a very, very great thing. Sadaqah, it pleases Allah. Allah becomes happy when a person gives sadaqah. Haji Ahmed Nakhuda sahab Damat Barakatuh says, give one rand, whatever. In the Hadith Sharif, give half a khajur. Now again, to our sense, what's half a khajur going to do? But Allah's Nabi, He is saying that even give half a, in other words, it's full encouragement, give. Nafs is such a thing that it makes, what is this going to help? For example, we want to give in any institution, any organization, and we want to give a small amount, what our nafs shaitan tells us, the receipt is more expensive than what you are giving. So you are a liability, you are not giving anything really. You are liable. So whatever our nafs and shaitan, but we must give. And this, it pleases Allah tremendously. And giving sadaqah saves a person from a bad mort. And this is no small thing. To get saved from a bad mort is a very, very, very great thing. And sadaqah ensures a good mort for a person. And problems which have come already, sadaqah takes away those problems. problems that are coming, sadaqah stops and fights with those problems, and they never come. Allah give us tawfiq of sadaqah also. And then one other thing, dua. Dua is also a great, great thing Allah has given us. What a weapon Allah has given us. And dua, we don't really have to lift our hands. Adab of dua is we lift our hands also, but even without lifting our hands, no moving of the lips also. And really that dua, we're from the heart which is engaged with Allah Ta'ala. We make du'as to Allah Ta'ala. So this is a form, major thing, which if we can try, instead of discussing all the problems, the causes, the solution, just get involved in what has to be done. Like for example, a beautiful example is given, if there's no light in the, lights are gone, it's dark. Now great, great electricians and people who know economics and who know everything, they are discussing that the ESCOM, this is their problem, this they should have done this, they should have done that, or this they are not doing right, or whatever, all giving. And one ordinary ignorant person, we may say, he brings one candle and he puts it there. With all the speeches, no light will come. But this one candle will bring light there. And the more we just put the candle, more candles, more little lights, lights will come in the place. So today, that is these amal, ruju ila Allah, that we turn to Allah. We make tawakkul, namaz we make, and sabr at this time, that what Allah's commands are, what you have decreed for us, we accept it. We are not here to have all our discussions, and we can't change anything. We're just wasting our time talking all these things. So we must do what we can do, and inabat ilallah, tawajjuh ilallah, how much we can do with this amal. And these are four basic amal which ulama have taught us, very, very simple. But our condition is, what is simple, what is easy, what is inexpensive doesn't appeal to us. We have a big convention, we have big workshops, etc., seminars, etc. We pay big, big amounts of money, and what is said there, and it's all a waste of time. It's all hogwash. But for that, that makes sense to us, unfortunately. But the simple solutions which are given, and they are the real solution. And it's free of charge. There's no charge of it. It is just for us to get engaged in that. So this free time now Allah has given us, let us make it valuable in these amal. And our yaqeen on Allah, tawajjuh ila Allah, may Allah make it that it increases now, and we make this time valuable. Also we should think that I was so occupied with so many things, now Allah freed my time. Now let me get busy, you know, Allah gave me this free time more to prepare for my qabr, for my akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and we prepare in this direction. And what we have to do, we get busy in doing that with our family, with everyone. What we have to do, we do that. May Allah give us all tawfiq and accept from all of us, inshallah. Read the ruchal. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهله فصل وسلم على سيدنا محمد كما أنت أهله وافعل بنا كما أنت أهله فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين Oh Allah, forgive all our sins, oh Allah. Oh Allah, forgive all our sins, oh Allah. We are drowned in sins, oh Allah. We don't even realize the extent of our sins and how we are fully drenched in sins, oh Allah. You know, oh Allah, and all our sins are so many, but in front of your rahmat, your mercy, your forgiveness, it is absolutely nothing whatsoever. You are most great and most kind. Forgive us, oh Allah. Send your best durood and salawat on our great and honorable Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, give us all tawfiq of giving sadaqah, oh Allah. Give us the tawfiq of turning towards you earnestly and taking out special quality time to make dua and to engage with you. And oh Allah, you have made it so easy that personally on one to one we can engage with you and we can turn to you and we can speak to you and you listen to us, oh Allah. People of this world get tired and don't want to listen to our problems. They avoid us, oh Allah. But you command that we turn to you and you listen to us. Oh, what a merciful Allah. Oh, how kind and how merciful, how loving you are, oh Allah. Forgive us the wrongs that we have done. Oh Allah, these conditions are on account of our evils, oh Allah. On account of my evils, oh Allah. My evil life, oh Allah. You forgive us. Forgive the ummah, oh Allah. Make it easy for the whole of mankind, oh Allah. Let us all turn towards you in earnestness and seek your help, oh Allah. Rabbana. تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. Oh Allah, grant us all that we should ask of you. And you know what and what we have to ask. And you have the full qudrat and power. And you have all the resources to give it to us, oh Allah. And all that we have to seek refuge from. You say, oh Allah, you know it all. And you have the full power. Save us from all wrong and harm, oh Allah. Oh Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyuka sayyiduna Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.